So today we have a very, very quick shiur because it's Rosh Chodesh and we get some breakfast. We're starting Ben Zoma, a famous series of statements of Ben Zoma in the Pirkei Avos. Obviously, if nothing doesn't add too much, I'll just give you some short ideas. Remember, Ben Zoma is one of the two Tanaim that died early. He and Ben Azai. Ben Zoma was of Shimon Ben Zoma. So because he died early, he was called Ben Zoma. And Ben Azai was of Shimon Ben Azai, and he also died unrelated, obviously. So these are the two Bens, Ben Zoma and Ben Azai. So here's this whole statement. Is there Chacham? Is there Gibar? Is there other? Is there Ashir? Is there Anav? So these are the famous statements. We'll just highlight them. And the psukim they draw from. His first statement is, they say, O Chacham, Halomein Mikol Adam, Shenamar, Pasek in Tehillim, Mikom Olam Lahiskalti. I have studied from all my teachers. Now this is typically taken to mean you should learn something from everyone. You meet someone in the street, it may not be very erudite or scholarly, but you can learn something from the Book of Life, from their experience, and their qualities, and their traits. This is a very, very modern rendering, which is fine. I think these statements are made to project multiple different meanings. But probably in the context of Chazal, and I keep reminding you this, Chazal were trying to institutionalize the Masala, institutionalize Torah Shabbat, institutionalize Rabbeim learning, teaching Talmidim. It had fallen a bit into disrepair because of the Galus, because of people have been in Babel. So the notion of finding a teacher becomes a very prominent facet, a very prominent aspect during this period of Chazal, during the Tanayim, remember around the time of Hanukkah. So the literal translation, Mikom Malam Dahiskal, for the Pasuk in Tehillim, is don't just learn from your Rebbe, or Bikiva's Rebbe, or Ezra Belazar, Bikiva's Rebbe, or Rebbe Yeshua, but learn from other rabbis who aren't necessarily a Rebbe Mufak. Remember, we don't really have a Rebbe Mufak today because, unfortunately, our world hasn't created large chunks of time that we're able to spend learning from one Rebbe. We move from person to person, from juncture to juncture, from internet year to internet year. We don't really have that Rebbe Mufak. But in the context of Rebbe Mufak, what Ben Zoma was really trying to teach is learn from as many Rebbeim as you can. Mikom Melamdai, all my teachers, Hiskalti. The pasuk he quotes isn't Kol Adam Yeshlo Tov or some pasuk. The pasuk is Mikom Melamdai Hiskalti. And in today's world, I would encourage you to apply Ben Zoma's pasuk cross-ideologically. I think today people have a hard time learning Torah and appreciating Torah from people that are a little different from them ideologically. I'm not a Chassid, I'm a Yeki, I'm a Svardi, I'm an Ashkenazi. There's certainly people in our world that have a hard time learning from people that they see as Haredi or Yeshivish for them, even though you can't necessarily, or you don't always align yourself on every single facet. In today's world, because of certainly in certain locations in Chutz La'aretz in particular, where you don't have the variety and the diversity of the Torah world, many people who render those decisions and are incapable of learning from people a little different from them, they deprive themselves of complete Torah input. So it's very important to become flexible in this modern adaptation of Ben Zoma. Mikom Olam Dahiskalti obviously means every person you meet you can learn from, you can grow from. Over the course of the next couple of years, you'll be meeting a lot of people you'll grow from, not just rabbinic or Torah personalities, but everyone. But that, I don't think that's what Ben Zoma primarily meant. What primarily meant was try to find as many rabbanim as you can, even rabbanim who aren't your Rebbe Mufak, quite frankly, or aren't greater than you. You see many, many statements in Chazal where they were learning from people who are, so to speak, less experienced than they were. But Torah is so infinite, no one human being can encompass it all. And even though Reuven may be at a higher level than Shimon, first of all, in terms of specialty, Torah itself is vast and sweet. And the sweep is so infinite that even if, let's say, you excel in Gemara, let's say, you can't be expected also to excel in Tanakh or in Machshava or in Masa. It's very hard to be this Renaissance man in Torah because Torah is just so fast and it sucks all the air out of the room. I could spend every waking minute of Gemara and everything scratches the surface. So every time I don't learn Gemara, I feel guilty. I'll spend more time learning Gemara. So very few people like Rabbi Soloveitchik or like the Rambam or the Vilna Gaon or the entire sweep. So learning from someone less capable than you, let's say in your field of Torah, may just mean that you're recognizing there's a field of Torah you can't understand, or even within your field there's an infinite knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that no one human being can grasp. So it's an important statement, not just developmentally, but also attitudinally, how do you see Torah? Presumably, I have very little to teach Newton in physics. If Newton came into the room right now, I'd have very little to deliver. But if Moshe Feinstein came into the room, presumably there could be an area of Torah, just my exposure to modern Tanakh forms of learning in Eretz Yisrael, which didn't live through that generation, that period. So as great a person as you are, there's still opportunities to understand levels of Torah, fields of Torah, and certainly where Chazal were trying to build this Rebbe-Talmud relationship, which is so crucial to the transmission of the Masara, which again today, unfortunately, we don't really have access to, but cross ideologically to be able to say, Mekololam Dais Kalti, and to me it's a litmus test. If people, what's more important to you, ideology or Torah? Ideology is a flavoring, the spices you add to Torah. But what's more important is your Torah and your Shemayim. So if Torah is more important to you, then even if someone's ideologically a little different from you, you're able to appreciate the common ground, would intersect when I'm Torah or your Shemayim, and you try to pursue that person's input. If it's not about the Torah, it's just about how you label yourself, then you're right. When someone's a little bit different from you, where they appear or dress or their values of secular studies or women's role or the state of Israel, it's all important values, but it's not the core of Bava Kamma or the core of Yerushalayim or the core. It's a translation. And essentially, if Torah is really important to you, you're able to be colorblind ideologically and be Mekayim Mikom Lomdahi's Galti. Okay? So you're welcome, Yaakov and Gabe. Have a good week of learning. It's a whole week commitment.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.